Who am I? Who am I? Now we know so many secrets about the self. We know so many truths about the self, that highest self does exist. It's not an ideal. It's me, the divine being of light, sitting here in the body, but not of the body. Can you think these thoughts? Can you see, create images of these thoughts, and then simply open yourself to the feelings? No one could ever tell you that you're anything less than beautiful when you begin to experience yourself as the soul, the divine child of God. No one could ever tell you that you're anything less than whole. So think these thoughts, create the image, and open yourself to the feelings. If ever you feel disconnected from yourself, it's very easy to reconnect. Understand, it's a journey inwards, starting with the mind. Can you imagine your mind as a room? Here we can see why we disconnect from the self so easily. See this room of the mind. It's thoughts that pull us this way, that way, off track, out of the journey, inwards. See this room of the mind, honestly. It might be so long a time since you have gone into your mind as a room, let alone tidy it up, dust it down. What is the state of the room of your mind? It might be so crowded with piles of thoughts, stacks of memories, old images, thoughts, feelings, cluttered and dusty. So take a few minutes to tidy up this room of your mind. Give your mind this task to do, as if you have a huge garbage bag and you're just going through all these volumes of thoughts and memories, old ones, useless. You toss those away. But those that are precious, you don't want to lose, you dust them off carefully and place them on the shelves, the coffee table. Can you clean out this room of your mind? Because as you do this, you will notice that way at the back of the room of the mind is a door. You never would have seen it because of all the stacks of stuff piled up all around. But now that you've been cleaning everything out, you see it. You clear the path and reach the door, very curious as to what is behind this door. And you open it. And face a long corridor, beautifully lit, chandeliers on the ceiling. And as you make your way down the corridor, you reach another door at the end. And when you open that door, you find yourself in another room. This room is very large, beautifully appointed, absolutely clean. Spacious. And you step into that room, marveling at the spaciousness and the beauty. Thick carpets, deep, wide sofas, and floor to ceiling windows, bringing in the most beautiful golden sunlight. And there's so much gentle, quiet, all around. And you settle yourself in a most comfortable armchair. Th- think these thoughts and see them. Give your mind this task, because here, in this spacious, quiet room, you are so far from the mind. Separate. Free. And in this freedom, there is such a beautiful stillness. And in this stillness, there is so much peace. In the stillness of this moment, there is peace. Around, seeing this, thinking these thoughts, can you enjoy yourself? That self which is far from the mind, the noise of the mind, clean, clear, filled with light. Who am I, if not this experience of such stillness and peace? I imagine myself enjoying this beautiful space, the peace and the golden light. And then I'm curious about this light. My attention goes to the windows, huge windows, with streams of this light pouring in. And I get up from my chair and move over to the window. And I open it. To better expose myself to these beams of golden light. I feel like these rays of light are coming right to me, even passing through me, filling me even more. Feelings of golden light and gentle quiet. And I really open myself to these rays of light. As if to allow them to take me absorb me, and I just begin to rise. Into those beams of light, carried by the beams of light. filled with lightness. I'm as if rising. And now it's as if small ripples, waves of this light reach me. And I feel as if I've come to an ocean of light. As if I'm standing at the very shore, of an ocean, of the light of peace, and I cup my hands. And I just drink from this ocean of peace, and I fill myself with that light of peace. Gentle waves reach me, inviting me in, and I step into this ocean deeper and deeper. And God, the ocean of peace, as it says to me, yes, welcome. And I'm pulled even deeper into God's great ocean of peace. Welcomed by currents reaching for me and holding me like a mother holds a newborn. Remember what it feels like to be held deep in this ocean of love. Do you remember what it feels like to be the child of God? To be wrapped in the light and the gentle waves of love, pure love, pure love. And it's so easy to come into this connectedness and belonging. I, the soul, with my supreme mother, father, soul. Truly, there is so much magnificence in the ocean. Truly, there is so much magnificence in the ocean. Don't have to do anything. Just float. Let this love, this light and peace carry you, hold you. Let go. Be the tiny, beautiful being of light on this ocean of light, floating, so light and free. Thank you. mind as I prepare to come back to the consciousness of my body, the roles I play, why not take with me this experience of this belonging, connectedness to the one above? Even as you go for your morning walk or exercise, now, even as you get up from your seat, can you do it holding on to this awareness? How you, the beautiful being of light, are forever connected to the ocean of light. And so, enjoy your walk, enjoy your whole day in that togetherness.